This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Italian counterpart Giorgio Meloni, in a joint statement, reaffirmed their commitment to cooperate on the India-Middle East Economic Corridor, IMEC, recognizing its transformational potential in reshaping and promoting global trade, connectivity and prosperity. Appreciating the preliminary discussions around the project, they encouraged the first IMEC ministerial meeting to take concrete steps for advancing this initiative in 2026. In a joint press conference with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Rome, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni described IMEC as a major connectivity and economic corridor linking Europe, the Middle East and India with the potential to strengthen trade, investment and supply chain resilience. Ms. Meloni said strengthening interconnectivity between the regions remains an important priority and added that both countries strongly support the development of the corridor. The two prime ministers also reaffirmed that innovation, science and technology are core drivers of the India-Italy partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Italy is renowned worldwide for design and precision, and India's identity is that of a powerhouse of scale, talent and affordable innovation. The government has said that no cosmetic product is permitted to be used as an injection by consumers, professionals and aesthetic clinics. The Central Drugs Standard Control Organization, CDSCO, has said that cosmetics are only intended to be rubbed, poured, sprinkled or sprayed on the human body. It said that the manufacture and import of cosmetics for sale and distribution are regulated under the provisions of the Cosmetics Rules 2020. CDSCO said the use of prohibited ingredients in cosmetic products, misleading claims on the label, use of cosmetics for treatment and the application of cosmetics through injection attract violations of the Act and rules. The Directorate General of Health Services has issued an advisory regarding Ebola disease for passengers arriving from or transiting through affected countries. According to the advisory, travelers who have visited high-risk countries, including the Democratic of Congo, Uganda and South Sudan, are experiencing symptoms such as fever, headache, muscle pain, unexplained bleeding and vomiting have been urged to seek immediate medical attention. It has also warned that passengers who have had direct contact with blood or body fluids of a suspected or confirmed Ebola patient must report immediately to the airport health officer or health desk before immigration clearance. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has said that India has undertaken one of the world's largest screening and early detection efforts to eliminate tuberculosis under the National Tuberculosis Elimination Program. Mr. Nadda said this while addressing an event on ministerial perspectives on lung health screening during the 79th session of the World Health Assembly in Geneva. The minister further informed that India has significantly scaled up modern diagnostics to detect TB and other lung diseases. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said that the government aims to make the Indian automobile industry number one in the world. Addressing the AMCHAM's annual leadership summit in New Delhi, the minister highlighted that the country's automobile industry is the third largest in the world, surpassing Japan. He said that the USA holds the first position, having the size of 79 lakh crore, second is China with 49 lakh crore, and now India has secured the third position at 22 lakh crore. Mr. Gadkari said that India's annual automobile industry growth is at 30-40%. In an effort to decongest examination centers for the Civil Services Examination 2026, the Union Public Service Commission has introduced three new examination centers at Bhubaneswar, Kanpur and Meerut. With the addition of these centers, the total number of centers for the preliminary examination has increased from 80 to 83. According to UPSC, nearly 23,000 candidates have applied to these new centers, easing the rush at the adjoining centers for civil services examinations. The repoll in the Faltah Assembly constituency is going on peacefully in West Bengal. Peaceful voting is being conducted in the Faltah Assembly constituency in South 24 Farganas district in West Bengal today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.